107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There are nearly 500,000 power outages reported across Texas, the vast majority in Harris County, where Houston School District, the largest in the state, is trying to have all of its schools open on Monday. But Superintendent Mike Miles said 77 of them are still without power as part of a massive cleanup.
There's tree branches, there's glass broken or windows broken, you know, in a lot of places.
Former President Donald Trump was campaigning in Texas. He spoke at an NRA meeting in Dallas. President Biden campaigned in Atlanta. A key member of Israel's war cabinet, Benny Gantz, said he would quit Benjamin Netanyahu's government June 8th if Netanyahu does not announce a new plan of action for the war by that date. No Triple Crown winner in thoroughbred horse racing this year sees the Gray Edge Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan, but the Preakness did create history. 88-year-old Dwayne Lucas, the oldest trainer to ever win. This is ABC News. Police in Fresno County, California, say they arrested more than 30 people as part of a months-long gang crackdown. Chief Paco Balderrama says the special operation stopped 24 planned shootings and also uncovered a human trafficking network between Modesto and Los Angeles that used a hub in Fresno.
This operation was truly made the city of Fresno a safer city for all to live in.
32 people were arrested, nearly 60 illegal guns discovered. If running a marathon's not hard enough, how about running a marathon along a section of the Great Wall of China? That opportunity returned after a four-year pandemic hiatus. Over 800 people took part from 58 nations. From the U.S., Brandon Posner was there.
It was awesome. Such an amazing experience. Definitely the hardest physical thing I've ever done. But going up to that wall after 35 kilometers was brutal, but it was a blast. It was a lot of fun.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK. And on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Let's kick off the 7 o'clock hour with some brand new music out of Madison, Wisconsin. His name is Marston. This is his brand new song, officially being released later next week, I believe, but we have a sneak preview for you right now. This song is called Keepsake. It's brand new Marston on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back. all night. I've got time. Reasons why we've got tears pouring from our eyes.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Marsden, a double dip for your 7 o'clock hour. That was Got the Time. That was released back in November of last year. And before that, we started the double dip off with Keepsake, a brand new song from Marsden. Not officially released yet, but Marsden sent it to me and said, here, play this on the radio for me, and I did.
That's how it goes.
And I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Follow Marsden on the socials, Spotify. He's a great musician, and I believe that Keepsake track is dropping next week at some point. So congratulations to Mr. Marsden.
Wonderful. And again, world premiere.
It was a world premiere here on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, let's get Marsden in the lair.
Yeah.
Make it happen, brother.
That sounds good to me.
Oh.
Last time he was in, we were in our temporary studio on University Avenue.
That's right. It's been, it's been a while.
Oh, man.
This is now our third studio.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. How about that?
Hope your Saturday evening is going well. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr hanging out with you, playing the original local music from Wisconsin. It's kind of a chill night here in the studio. It's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
My head is just not really fully here tonight.
Still camping.
I'm still camping.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I was in Green Bay, so I just got back. Rocker's been busy running around.
I just stayed here. But it is chill because I set the AC at 61.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
It's nipply for sure.
Nope.
I'm speaking for myself.
Like yeah, whatever. Thank you.
Rocker, what's coming up on the show tonight, man?
Jimmy, we still have Whammy Vice President Ron Books. We're going to talk to him in just a little while, find out what's going on up at the Whammy Weekend, Whammy Awards Celebration tomorrow. Maybe we'll even find out who's getting admitted into the Hall of Fame. After that, live in the lair tonight with Carly Cooper. She's going to bring in her power trio band, and we're going to hear some great music. She's a Sony recording artist, so let's hear what she's got to do. Mm-hmm. And then Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts, 10 p.m. to midnight.
Excellent. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Would love to have you part of the show, either call or text. You can do that directly from the Civic Media app by a touch of a button. And if you don't have the app yet, make sure to pick it up right now. Several places, civicmedia.us, maxincradio.com, or your favorite app store. Hey, are either of you Euchre players?
I have been...
Loaded question.
Yeah, dude. I've tried to learn. It's kind of tough, especially if you don't play it very often. It's like you have to start over every time.
I am not. Okay. I've played once or twice to try to learn it.
Yeah.
I played spades and hearts, I get that, but euchre is just like too many left turns in euchre. Anyway, there's a big, in New Glarus, Wisconsin, there's a big world championship for euchre happening this weekend, today and tomorrow. I would imagine today's done. What was it, 260 people registered for the Sunday with 50 people on the waiting list to
enter the
tournament.
They have a waiting list.
Oh,
wow. I love it.
I don't know. What is it about euchre in the Midwest? Why is that game so popular in like in Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota?
Well, when we lived in Cincinnati and to Kentucky, they had euchre tournaments there too.
Really?
And that shocked me.
Well,
yeah.
I guess Ohio is still kind of Midwest.
Well, they think they're South.
There are two things when I came to New York, to Wisconsin, and I had no idea what they were. One of them was a bubbler. And the other was euchre.
Yes, and you're like, what am I doing here?
So that world championship for euchre is happening in New Glarus. I also, earlier this week, I was listening to the Civic Media. I believe there was a story about a euchre tournament also happening up in Eau Claire this weekend. So it's like a euchre weekend here in Wisconsin.
Obviously.
It's pretty crazy.
And then they have a waiting list for people who want to play. I love that.
So do you two play any type of Trump-type games?
Trump games? Well, I play cribbage.
That's
a fun game.
I don't know if there's any Trump in there.
I don't think there's Trump in cribbage.
There is no Trump in cribbage.
I like crazy like kid games. Like
Skippo.
Yeah, well.
Go Fish.
Crazy Eights. Yeah. Yeah.
Uno. Homemade.
Uno's one of my favorites.
Bullcrap.
And you know the Uno's now. They've got one where it spits the cards out at you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. See, now that's stepped up a level.
I like being the dealer. I don't like those automated newfangled things. I like dealing.
Jimmy likes to be in charge.
How about Cards Against Humanity?
I've never played. I've heard it's a lot of fun, though.
Huh. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
It gets good.
And there's different levels of raunchiness you can go with.
Oh, that's
Cards
what
Against
it
Humanity.
Is.
Oh, yeah. You just want to go with the full raunchy.
Yeah. I mean, why reserve with Grandma and
right.
Aunt Bertha there? You know?
Oh, that makes it better, Jimmy.
I was going to say, they probably get wild.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. I mean, you got Grandma talking about what the things are in Cards Against Humanity. Oh, that's fun.
What is the trick to learning euchre, though? What is it about euchre that the typical person just cannot grasp? Because there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of craziness that happens with euchre.
I think it's just too much to try to grasp at one time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, with hearts, I mean, or spades, you know, you follow suit and the highest card gets it. Mm-hmm. I think with euchre, you have to like kind of.
I think he wants to learn. So maybe someone who's listening can text us, call us, and let poor Jimmy K know that it's okay that he can learn it.
Because me and Terry are sitting here like, we don't know anything about euchre, and Jimmy's asking us all these questions, and we're like,
I'm sorry. You need to go to the tournament and watch.
Well, that might work.
We need a pro. Or euchre pro.
Or I need a euchre, what do they call those people? Tutor.
A euchre tutor.
A euchre
tutor. Say that five times fast.
I don't want to.
No.
But it would be cool to learn euchre. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text with your euchre suggestions. What's the best way to just learn it? And get the one rule that just screws people up all the time? That's what I want to know.
Hmm.
And maybe I'll give it a shot.
The mountain between us must fall. I painted lines across it to show you how I planned it all. All doubt and inhibition removed by demolition, leaving us together standing tall. Leaving us together standing tall. I'm not the perfect man. I do the best I can.
Michael Dargan there and the mountain between us. A Max Inc. on Civic Media Saturday night. Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr hanging out with you. We're going to talk whammies with Ron Books coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now it's Magic Conch. Meet me in the middle of Max Inc. Radio.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Been here long enough. So sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing, that'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Hey, take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. Willie Nelson. Oh, let me turn you on there, Terry. He was in Madison last night.
Yes, a bunch of my friends went. I had a good time.
I woke up this morning scrolling through the book and the feed, and there was so much Willie Nelson. It seems like everybody on my friend list was at Willie Nelson last night.
Yeah, and people were talking right before the show. The lines were crazy long, but there were still a couple of tickets left, and the prices had dropped.
Really?
Yeah. So people were buying tickets that were normally $50-$60 for the general admission, and they were down to like $35-$40.
I'm kicking myself that I didn't go because, you know, here in Wisconsin or here in Madison is definitely the last chance. I mean, he's, what, 91 years old.
Pete Schwab and I talked about this on Friday night during his show, and he was doing the exact same thing. He couldn't believe he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he is in Milwaukee tonight. Willie is. I don't know if Pete is. Pete said he was going to look into it. If he had to, he was going to cruise there, but he wasn't sure if he'd, you know, be able to.
Yeah. That Pete Schwab guy, he's pretty cool.
He's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do have another big star coming to Breeze Terrace just in 2 weeks, right?
We do?
The singer of Led Zeppelin, right? He's going to be at Breeze Stevens with Alison Krauss. Think about that. That Robert Plant is going to be at Breeze Stevens Terrace. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, they've got a good thing going, too. They sound amazing together.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, Zeppelin was one of my
all-time favorite bands. Probably still is.
Are you going to go to that?
No. Oh, no. Okay. I'll be here doing radio.
Okay.
It's a Saturday night.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
But I got to see Page and Plant twice.
Really?
Ooh. Both times in Milwaukee.
Nice.
One of the times was with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra backing them up.
Oh yeah. That's awesome.
It was a really good show. This was back, I don't know, early 2000s, late 90s or something like that. On the way home, I was working for the local taxi company here in Madison, and we had a limo, so we stole the limo to go to the show in Milwaukee, right? It was like 10 of us. And on the way back, my buddy Tom, he was so blitzed. We're going down 94, coming back toward Madison. He's hanging out the sunroof.
Of course.
You
just
got
to. Just going crazy, dude. And of course, you know, my dad-like instincts were, get back in here. The cops are coming.
You know,
we got stuff in the car. We don't
You're
want
gonna
the cops
to You're going
to
hurt yourself.
See. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and that too.
Yeah, that too. Good times.
Oh, man.
844-967-2789. I don't know why that memory just came up, but it just did. What a weird time, too, when we're alive on the radio, right?
Talking about Robert Plant. Yeah, absolutely.
Robert Plant, does he still has his pipes, too, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
I know when I saw him with Paige those couple of times, the guy can still sing.
Yeah.
He can still hit the high notes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch the Bon Jovi documentary.
I have not yet.
Oof. It's sad. He's very open, very honest. You can tell he's very disturbed about thinking he's losing his voice. He ends up going to have a surgery, and I won't ruin it for you. But yeah, he needed to do something because he was just getting ripped to shreds this last tour. But he couldn't hit the notes. He just could not. He didn't have Richie Sambora there to back him up. Richie's out. So it's a great documentary. If you're really interested in sort of that behind the scenes, what happens to some people with their voices, and that's their money. I mean, that's their moneymaker. And I had a conversation on Facebook after watching that with Katie Scullin and some other local artists that said, people don't understand how trashed our voices can end up if we don't take good care of them.
You have to practice. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just practice the song itself, but practice for your
warm up, the whole deal. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's got a case of David Lee Rothitis.
Oh gosh, that's too bad. Yeah. Yikes.
We would all be so lucky if I were to lose my voice someday.
Oh, stop it. Oh my goodness.
Hey,
I would say no.
The Whammies are happening tomorrow up at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's going to be a great night celebrating the Wisconsin music scene. We're going to talk with Ron all about it. He's the Whammy VP. That's next on Max Inc.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
7:36 on a Saturday night. Jimmy K. Rocker, Terry Barr. hitting up the original local music from Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great night. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Terry Tom from New Berlin, Wisconsin, listening on WAUK, said he's a Robert Plant fan.
There you go.
How can you not like Robert Plant?
Yeah.
Ron Books, are you a fan of Robert Plant and the Mighty Zeppelin? Oh, hold on, Ron. Let's try that again, Ron. Let's reboot. How you doing tonight, Ron?
Of course. I'm doing great.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, come on.
Are you a Robert Plant fan?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I remember when the first Led Zeppelin album came out, and I'm a drummer, so, you know, John Bonham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were just laughing because we've had some great texts from listeners tonight. And we were just talking about Robert Plant because he and Alison Krauss are going to be in Madison. And so yeah, a couple of people jumped on that. And yeah, we're just having fun with our texters. Thanks to Tom and Sherry and everybody else who's texting in tonight. We love that.
Absolutely. So tomorrow night, Sunday night, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, is the Whammy Awards Gala, the ceremony, the red carpet. We're going to give away some hardware tomorrow night, Ron. You have to be super excited right now, man.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's number 42. So it's the first time in Green Bay. It's the title town debut. So we're pumped.
How are things looking right now? We've seen a couple photos of some setup and a couple of musicians that already have some merch tables set up, too.
Well, you might have been seeing stuff from our warm-up, our curtain raiser.
Ah, darn. Okay.
At the bar.
How'd it go?
We have three bands going on as we speak. Let's see. We have one called Social Sig, and they will be playing at the show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Amelia Ford, who was our Album of the Year winner last year, and a band called Brass Differential will take the stage at about 9:30.
Brass Differential, I like that name. Well, what kind of band are they? What are their
horn band?
Horns. Oh,
I love them. Oh, yeah. Tell them to call me. I want to have a date with. I want to have a date with them.
Okay, awesome.
So what are you looking forward to tomorrow night? There is a lot going on. We've all been getting our emails or e-newsletters from the Whammies, just kind of getting us set up for everything. It's going to be a big show.
It is, and I've heard that Rocker and Terry Barr.
Oh, that's me.
That's right.
Uh-oh, what did Rocker get me into?
Going to be there.
Yes. And they're doing the red carpet, I understand. You're going to be interviewing artists as they come in and getting some exit interviews as well or something like that. And it's going to be
absolutely
all the above.
Three different places you could be interviewed.
Ooh. Wow.
Now, Ron, is there going to be a live stream for people that can't make it to Green Bay?
There is. If you go to the website, which is whammy.org, we'll be able to get you to a live stream.
Nice. Okay, we'll share that info, too.
That's WAMI.org. Ron, there's also going to be some Hall of Fame awards. Can you tell us about what's going on with your Hall of Famers tomorrow?
Yes, we can. I know you're broadcasting from Madison, so you've probably heard of this band called Garbage.
Never heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
Is Robert Plant in that band?
Oh, jeez.
No, Robert isn't.
So they're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
They will.
That's amazing. Right. Are they going to be there? Can you tell us?
They're not able to get there. They are rehearsing in Los Angeles right now for the start of a tour
that's going to be
beginning very, very soon.
Okay.
However, our second one would be Speech Thomas of Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. He will be there.
Good.
So for those in the hip-hop community, and Madison I know is a big center for that.
Yes.
In fact, they're going to be doing some filming for a documentary on hip-hop in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's cool. You heard it here first.
Who is putting that documentary together?
Pyramidal. It's a couple of guys from Madison.
We'll seek them out tomorrow.
We have to do that, Terry, for sure.
They will be there.
Good.
People are coming to the Whammy tomorrow. They're going to celebrate the local Wisconsin music scene. So many artists being rewarded for their hard work and their great art. Tell us, though, the mission behind Whammy, of course, is all about the charity, the scholarships. Tell us about that, Ron.
There is. We have what we call a seed scholarship, and we gave away a bunch of money this year, and we're going to make it grow as we go along. And it went to young musicians, mostly kids in school, and we want to help encourage them and get them to either take it on professionally, but, you know, it's just the experience of playing music itself that's rewarding for them.
And does this kind of support those starting out, too? Say they're, you know, in a band or a musician that's in school and they want to play, you know, something in their high school band or junior high band. Does this help support that, too? Or are you looking at the bigger picture when you're talking about these scholarships?
Both.
Ah.
Well, I can tell you that everybody that, well, just about everybody was in a high school band that goes on to play later. I mean, you start early. You just have to.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
First of all, we're all fans. Every one of us that is a performer, we are all fans from the start.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan, you want to do it yourself. So that's where it starts.
Love it. What are you looking forward to most tomorrow night?
Well, we're going to have 8 performances, and they're going to be from bands from all over the state. It's a big thing to us to be able to showcase some of the biggest acts that are going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to show the best of the best. There's, of course, the charities, but our mission is to elevate the entire music scene in the state of Wisconsin.
Let's do it.
And if people wanted to get involved and maybe volunteer their time to help the Whammy out, how can people do that? And what kind of things would a volunteer end up doing?
Well, first of all, please do. opportunities. It's all on the website. We do have events that we're going to be running around the state. So, of course, they can sign up. We have a Whammy forum, which is on Facebook, where anybody can post. If you know, if you got a band and you want to post your gig, you're welcome to post it on our Whammy forum.
Nice.
And of course, the website itself will keep you posted on things that are happening with us.
Great.
But and we have a stage at Summerfest.
Mm, oh yeah. That. Yes, I'll be playing there.
Oh, look at that.
June 28th, Iron Plow, 6 p.m., Summerfest.
How could I forget that, Rob?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's here to help you out.
That's right.
And you know what?
Right,
Super Tanker is going to be following us, so another Madison band will be right after Iron Plow. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ron, Sunday, May 19th, doors open at 6 p.m. up at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. It's the Whammy Awards Ceremony. And I did see some great bands, some old, some new. I see Fun With Adams, which has been around forever, Milwaukee area. Howard Lutke and Blue Max. Secret Menu, though. They are pretty new. They're from Madison, so they made it up to Whammy.
That's great.
And then I see another Madisonian, and now out there in Milwaukee, which is Dave Adler.
We love him.
With his Super Tramp tribute band. Now, Ron, is this event sold out, or can we still get tickets?
Oh, you can still get tickets. And, in fact, usually at a Whammy event, there's a certain amount of walk-up traffic. So just because Sunday happens doesn't mean you can't get into the show. The place holds about 2,000 people, and if we get 2,100 in there, we're not going to tell the usher.
Just look the other way.
Love it.
I love that venue, too. I've been able to see a couple of concerts there, and it's really nice.
Nice. So the Whammy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Whammy's happening tomorrow night at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. Get tickets right now. You go to WAMI.org, Whammy.org. Get all the details about that. Plus, check out the live stream tomorrow. I'm assuming it's starting at 6 and for the red carpet.
Live stream will start at 7.
Okay, that's good to know.
The red carpet in person at the Epic Event Center starts at 6. Run in and say hi to Terry Barr and Rocker.
Please.
Ron, thank you so much for what you do for Whammy, what you do to support the local music scene across the state of Wisconsin. You're doing God's work. We appreciate you.
thank you very much for having us. We're trying to get the word out.
Yep.
And once again, just go right to the Epic box office and buy a ticket.
Please.
Best way to support your local musicians is go see them.
Sounds good. We'll see you tomorrow night, and hopefully everybody else come out and join us.
Just drive up to Green Bay and meet us up there, but don't speed through Rosendale.
No, don't.
Don't speed through.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I came through there today, and there were four cops.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Have yourself a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yay!
You too. These guys are going to take home some hardware. I can predict it right now. 7,000 apart on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I'm tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking at this door that everyone's been at before. I started
Fire, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's a really cool video, too. If you check out 7,000 Apart on YouTube, you can view that. Amelia Ford, she won, what, Artist of the Year last year? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can make the world yet further distant. You're not afraid to talk.
afraid to talk to you.
You're not afraid to make you your victim. No, I cannot be her. Because I hate her. Because I hate her. No. I must defeat her. And I must keep her. Where Nazis or ears are. No, I cannot be her. Because I hate her. Because I hate her. No.
Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music. Amelia Ford and Hate Her. You see her tomorrow night. You're gonna get to say hi to Amelia Ford.
Oh yeah,
that's outstanding. I'm jelly. Well, I mean, her music is so good.
Oh, it's terrific.
When she came here, we had such a fun time. She's such a nice person. Her husband is super awesome too.
Yeah.
So. Once again, the Whammy's happening tomorrow night at the Epic Event Center in Green Bay. I guess head to the Epic Event Center ticket office to get your tickets. And if you can't make it, well, you can watch the live stream with me.
You got it.
Are you guys dressing up? Do you have a tux?
No, they said you're rocker. We want you to look like rocker. Come in rock and roll. So,
oh good.
I'm just gonna be me.
Okay, cool. That depends on how I dress then as well.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I was hoping so.
Game on.
And we're going to have a lot of fun doing the interviews. Terry and I, we're going to be going at it with all these people. And then we're also going to be presenting an award.
Oh, we are?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They got
awesome.
To me, so they got our little bios and everything. They're going to introduce us. We'll be doing awards. And then also, Mino and the Mayor, our hosts for the morning show up at WGBW in Green Bay, will also be presenting an award. And they're going to be doing some filming there as well and recording for some of their shows upcoming.
Oh, that's excellent. What a good place to do it.
It's going to be a fun time.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Whammy.org. Whammy.org. Get all the details. Thanks to all of them for all they do, all the volunteers. How about some Jaden James now? We got a double dip coming up, too. Two from Something to Do. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
We just love to cry. Out here playing victim all the time. With a body like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way. Oh, yes, you do. Of making me stay. Oh, you've got this way. Oh, yes, you do. Of making me stay. Why does
here for me to tell you how I feel, how I feel. No, and he'll send you into outer space. Easier for me to hide my shame. But loving you, baby, was my only mistake.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about money mindsets. All right, ever start to like look at your bank account or your credit card statement and then just look away or walk away because it made you feel too anxious? Or maybe like me, you're really self-critical and you say things to yourself like, ugh, how could you spend so much money on eating out? Well, it turns out that beating ourselves up about our money habits is a terrible way to change them. In fact, it can even increase bad money behavior. The most effective thing we can do is to be clear with ourselves and kind. Like, oh man, I spent too much money on eating out again. But you know that I could do better next month. I know I can. So if you want to change your money habits, start with your money mindset. When you fall down, acknowledge what happened, but then pick yourself back up. This is Carrie Joy in your Work Money Minute. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.